Hello, everyone. I just want you to take a moment to think about what I'm getting ready to say. Every day we get up. Some people have to get up and get ready for work. Some people have to get up and get their children ready. And some people may be retired and don't have a job. Regardless of whatever is on your schedule, your daily schedule every day, I want to remind you, people, everyone, don't forget God. As a matter of fact, make Him number one. Make Him the first thing that you think about in the morning. Make communicating with the Lord the first thing that you do when you get up in the morning. Make Him the highlight of your day, spending time with Him, seeking to know Him, wanting to communicate with Him to know what exactly He wants you to do throughout the day. How does He want you to carry out your day? When you live in a life dedicated to Him, to please Him, to serve Him, then this is what you do. He's your number one priority because He's the one that knows what tomorrow holds. He's the one that knows what's down the line 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now. He's the one that knows everything that is going to happen in your life. He knows all the necessary steps that we have to take for everything to come together, for all the missing pieces to come together, for all the pieces of the puzzle to come together and make sense. Are you seeking to find out your purpose, the reason why you're here, how to fulfill your destiny, how to make your life on earth count? And the only way that we can ever know how to do all of these things is intimacy with the Father, spending time with Him. We spend a lot of time wanting to know the latest trends, wanting to know the latest news, the latest fashion, what's the hot topic on social media. We seek to know all of these things, but how many of us are desperate to know what the Father thinks? Are we quick to pick up our phones in the morning before we say hello to Him? Are we quick to check our emails before we seek the Father to see what our day should look like? Are we quick to stroll down our social media, our Instagram posts and post what's on our minds before we seek to know what's on the Father's mind? And so this is what is on His heart. Don't get so busy that you forget to say hi to Him. Don't get so busy before you forget to say you love Him. Don't be so busy to ask Him what's on His mind. What's on the next? What is the next agenda concerning your life, concerning the world, concerning the nation? What should you pray for? Who should you pray for? What's on God's mind? Instead of seeking the next status on social media, let's seek the Father to know what His status is and what our status should be. This is what is most important because He holds the future right in His hand. And we need to hear what He is saying. We need to hear the strategy plan of the Father. We need to hear what is on His heart. So don't get so busy that you forget to seek Him. Don't get so busy that you forget to pray. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall receive. It shall be given unto you. This is what the Father wants. This is what is on His heart. Don't get so busy chasing after money. It's only temporary. It's needed for the necessary things in life, but it's only temporary. Don't get so busy chasing after status, chasing after recognition, chasing after accolades, chasing after likes. Don't get so busy that we forget God and we forget the one that really matters. Let's seek to please him. Let's seek to know what's on his heart so that we can fulfill our destiny in life, so that our life can matter. Our life matters when we put it in the hands of the Lord. Our life matters when we know what our destiny is, when we know what our purpose is, and we are doing it every day. God, what is your agenda today? Father, we seek to know you today. We seek to know what's on your heart. We want to seek you every morning, every day, early in the morning. God, we seek you. What is on your heart, Lord, reveal it to us in the name of Jesus. Reveal to us what our purpose is. Reveal to us what we should do every minute of the day. Reveal to us where we are seeking to know you. If we don't get busy every day, every hour, every minute, every second, Lord, what do you desire for us to do? Lord, we are seeking you in the morning, in the evening, late at night, in the noonday, on our lunch break, God. Let us pray. Let us pray every day, God. Let us pray for the nation. Let us pray for those that are lost. Let us pray for those that are seeking to find their way, Lord, that they know what's on your heart in the name of Jesus, that they know why they were created to be here, that they know that their lives have a specific plan. God has a strategic plan for you. What is it? What is he raising you up to do? What does he want you to prepare yourselves to do? You are world changers. You are earth shakers. You are put here to do something to change the entire world. What is your imprint on the earth? What have you been put here to do? What have you been put here to change? What makes your heart break? What moves you? What hurts you? This is what God wants you to change. Can you be that person to change it around? Yes, you can. So, Father, we seek to know you. We seek to have a hunger deeply for the things of you. We seek to hear your voice. What are you saying? What should we do next? What steps should we take? What decisions should we make to move forward in our lives? To make a change on the earth, God, show us, reveal it to us. Open our eyes, open our ears to hear. In the name of Jesus, we close out everything that's going on around us to hear. What is on your agenda, God? We seek to hear your voice and your voice only. Your sheep know your voice and your strangers, they will not follow. So we turn down and we turn down everything, God. We turn the volume down on everybody else's voice. And God, we turn up the volume on what we want, what you want us to hear. In the name of Jesus, we want to know what's on your mind, God. We want to know what we should do next. We want to know the necessary paths we should take. We want to know, God, what is on your heart? This is what matters. What is on your heart? This is what matters, God. What matters to you should matter to us. God, don't let us be so busy that we forget you. Don't let us be so busy, God, that our heart does not beat for what is on your heart, God. So, Father, today, let today begin a day that, God, we don't forget to pray. We don't forget to read your word. We don't forget to read the Bible, the good news, the manual for life. We don't forget to feed our spirit, man, that we are not starved in the spirit, that our flesh is so full that we seek to walk after the things of the flesh, the things that the earth, the world wants to
wants to feed us, God, but we want to be fed with the manner of heaven. We want to be fed with what heaven is saying and doing, God. We want to walk after the rhythm and pattern and cycles of heaven, God. Let us walk after your path. Let us seek to know what you want us to do. Let us follow after you, God. We seek to know you. We're hungry for you, God. We want to know more about your agenda. Father, in the name of Jesus, every day counts. Every day counts. Every day matters to God. Every day, what should your agenda be for the Lord? Should you forgive someone today? Should you go feed someone today? Should you call someone today? Should you go pray for someone today? Should you go make a visit to someone today? Does God want you to read today? Does God want you to just spend quiet time with him, being in silence and meditation on his word? What does he want you to do today? Make every day count. Ask him every day what you should do. Should you be working on your business plan? Should you be working on your ministry assignments? Should you be preparing to go and travel around the world? What does God put on your agenda? What does your life dictate? Pleasing man? No. Pleasing the Father? Yes. This is what he wants. Give him what he wants. Give him your life. He created you with a specific plan. So find out what that plan is and seek to do it. Seek him while he may be found. You don't want to live a life every day. A life every day. You don't want to live a life and let it waste away and let every day be wasted. You don't want to do that. But you want every day, every day, to be pleasing to the Father. Make him proud. Make him proud. Blessings, everyone.